The end of the Ice Age saw a world that was melting away. Plants and animals hopelessly struggling to survive. The disruption triggered a massive food shortage.
There was more competition for the available resources. This would tend to bring together big carnivores, because if you are lacking a lot of resources, there's going to be more stealing of carcasses and more confrontational type things going on between the large lions and bears and carnivores that depend on these big herbivores for their daily food.
In order to understand the range of the bear and lion, paleontologists actually gather evidence from a variety of different locations. They look for fossils, and they discover that both bear and lion bones are found together as far north as Alaska, as far east as Florida, and really as far south as South America. So by comparing all these areas, they're able to figure out that these two predators were living together at the same time and therefore competing for the same food source.
The bear had a hunting range of up to 200 square miles. Only a severe food shortage would have pushed him to invade another predator's territory.
When two giant predators like the megalion and short-faced bear inhabit the same territory, they would most certainly fight for dominance. Each animal would try to kill the other to remove the competition.
Carnivores will often protect their territory and their range just because they don't like each other. And not because they're hungry. It's just that you're in my territory, you're not welcome here, I'm going to kill you.
However, when investigators studied the bones of the lion and the bear, there were no bite marks. But experts believe that actually supports the theory that they fought to eliminate competition.
That's why we don't find bite marks on the bones of either of these animals. When they fought to kill the other guy, not to eat him. Bite marks on bones usually happen after the meat has been removed and the bones are exposed. But if you're not eating the meat, then you're not exposing the bones, and therefore you don't leave bite marks behind.